Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Do you understand the accuser of the brethren has been cast down? Why are you letting him convince you of stuff? You're not this, you're not that. Remember what you did there? No, all that you do is under the blood. Help me, somebody. I said, everything you've done is under the blood. Why you let him bring up your past? I got saved. I got born again. That's in the sea of forgetfulness. And God put up a no fishing sign. You can't fish in there no more. God don't remember that. Can you imagine that? God doesn't remember that. Tell somebody, God ain't remember your stuff you did. Why are you letting the devil bring stuff up to you? Even about what you did last week that you repented of. You laid it on the altar. You genuinely repented. You got it right with God. And here the devil plaguing your mind. That's the accuser of the brethren. He ain't got no right at the throne, so he come after you. When Jesus rose, he was cast out. He said, I saw him fall as lightning. But now he's down here in the second heaven. Him and his cohorts. Now it's our job. Jesus was manifest to destroy the works. He left us to mop it up. We're here to make him his footstool. God cast him out of the throne room. He could no longer be there. Jesus cast him out from showing his face in heaven, and now he's down here in this second heaven where the remnant is rising. God said, I'm going to have man put a number on you. I'm going to use the very ones that you deceived, that you tried to kill, that you did a number on. They're going to turn around and do a number on you. The seed of the woman is coming, and the man's going to do a number on you. That's the church. Look at somebody, tell them, that's us, that's us. That's why you got to get your mind straight. You better stop looking for validation from everybody. Because everybody will tell you something different. This one likes it, that one don't like it. I think you should, no, I don't think you ought to. Forget that, you better find out yourself. What did God say to you? What is the Lord telling you? How's the Lord leading you? You better have a mind made up and a heart that is fixed. Now you're on target. That river flowed. He that believes on me now. Now the river's on the inside. Tell somebody it's on the inside now. He that believes on me, as the scripture has said, out of his innermost being shall flow these waters from Eden, from my throne, carrying my authority, carrying my power, carrying my anointing. But it comes through your believing. Somebody say, I believe. Who the Bible says I am. I have what the Bible says I have. I can do what my Bible says I can do. Amen. We just oftentimes don't realize how powerful the kingdom of God is in your life. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you ask or can ever think. But what in accordance to the power that's working in you. Question is, how much of it have you surrendered to? You know, I don't do this often, and I didn't get in trouble for this. One night I was coming home from the airport in Orlando. It's late at night. Had a red eye. I think I was coming in from LA or something. And no cars nowhere. And there's a patch 520, you know, from 520. So God, I said, Lord, I just want to see what this car will do. It ain't raining, it's dry, ain't no lights nowhere. I ain't able to tell you how fast I went. Get me in trouble. I didn't max it out, though, because I was kind of afraid of the power. I said, I'll go this far, but I... No, I ain't going no further. That's how we react sometimes. According to the power that worketh in you.
Amen.
God will take you beyond what you believe.
Amen.
Oh, yes, he will. You just have to close your eyes and hold on.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, he will. But see, it's a court. Now unto him that is able. I'll take it a little further. And willing to do exceeding abundantly above all you can ask or ever think according to. If you want to do 35, let's do 35. God will give you 35. You want to see what the engine will do? God said, all right, that's what the engine's for. Yeah. Ezekiel chapter 47. Ezekiel chapter 47. Let's go and start at verse number 3. Now here Ezekiel is talking about a vision of a river coming out of the temple. There's that river again.
Amen.
That river of God coming out of the temple. All right, let's pick it up at verse number 3. And when the man that had the line in his hand, the angel, went forth eastward, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the waters. The waters were to the ankles. See, you can do the 35. Do 35 in the 35 miles also. You can get away with 40, but do the speed limit. I ain't trying to get you not to do the speed limit. Apostle was speeding all the... And he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters. The waters were to the knees. Again, he measured 1,000 and brought me through. The waters were to the loins. See, there are measures according to the power that worketh in you. This river. Next. Afterward, he measured 1,000. It was a river that I could not pass over, for the waters were risen waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over. All right. And he said unto me, son of man, hast thou seen this? Then he brought me and caused me to return to the brink of the river. Now, when I had returned, behold, at the bank of the river, remember the bank, the government of the river, were very many trees on one side and on the other. Then said he unto me, these waters issue out toward the east country and go down into the desert and go into the sea, which being brought forth into the sea, the waters shall be healed. And it shall come to pass that everything that lives, which moves, whithersoever the rivers shall come, shall live. And there shall be a very great multitude of fish, because these waters shall come there, for they shall be healed. And everything shall live where the river comes. And it shall come to pass that the fishers shall stand upon it from En-Gedi, even unto En-Gallim. They shall be a place to spread forth nets. In other words, abundance. Their fish shall be according to their kinds, as the fish of the great sea, exceeding many, wherever this river flows. But the miry places, the swamp, the shallows, the miry places thereof, and the marshes thereof shall not be healed. They shall be given to salt. Keep going. And by the river upon the bank thereof, on this side and on that side, shall grow all trees for fruit or meat, whose leaf shall not fade, neither shall the fruit thereof be consumed. It shall bring forth new fruit according to his months, because their waters, they issued out of the sanctuary, and the fruit thereof shall be for meat, and the leaf thereof for medicine. So wherever the river flows, it brings life. It brings healing. Don't let any other Philistine stop up your well. Come on, redig your well. Find your joy again. I can't even begin to say how many testimonies we've heard of people that hear our radio program or have watched DVDs or something other that hear my wife's laughter. And have said, you know, your wife, man, is like medicine to me. I love they know her for her laugh. Some haven't even met her, and when they meet her, they say, oh, yeah, I know you because of the laughter. So tell somebody, get your joy back. Why? There's a medicine in that. Come on, tell somebody, get your peace back. Peace will put your foot on the devil's neck. Amen. But it's got to start inside. The river's on the inside. Unstop. You know, Bible tells us that as it were in the days of Noah. Is that right? So shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. There's a lot that you can put on the days of Noah that you can put on or look at and see happening in our time. But I like this analogy. In the days of Noah, the floods came.
Amen.
Right? I think one interesting aspect of that is that as the waters rose, number one, all the righteous, Noah was the only righteous.
Amen.
Something you might not know, God allowed all the other righteous to die. He said, there's a verse in Isaiah, I believe it is, he kept them from the evil. He only reserved Noah.
Amen.
He allowed all the other righteous lineage to die. Because the giants were there. He's about to do a drive-by. He's about to kill everything. Kill all the giants, destroy everything. But he took all the righteous and he left just Noah. All he needed was a seed.
Amen. Amen.
So Noah wasn't the only one. He's the only one left that God left to cross over.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.